the Belgic Confession of Faith, article number 26, Christ's intercession. We broke that long article into three sections. I'll just read just the beginning of the article before we do the responsive reading. We believe that we have no access unto God but alone through the only mediator and advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And so that is the beginning of that article. We're coming to the end of the article, so let us read responsibly. What more can be required? Since Christ himself says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me. To what purpose should we then seek another advocate, since it has pleased God to give us his own Son as an advocate? Let us not forsake him to take another, or rather to seek after another, without ever being able to find him. For God well knew, when he gave him to us, that we were sinners. Therefore, according to the command of Christ, we call upon the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, our only mediator, as we are taught in the Lord's Prayer, being assured that whatever we ask of the Father in his name will be granted us. And so, again, this is a very important aspect or concern that the original writers of the Belgic Confession wanted to drive home. And so the one of the biggest chapters in the Belgic Confession is this one on Christ's intercession. Why would that be? Why is it that important? Why is it important to focus on the intercession of Christ? And the answer is because the temptation in man, and especially at that time, was to substitute, to bring something other than Christ into the mix, into the transaction. The temptation to bring the priest, the pope, the saints, Mary. This is in particular in a Roman Catholic environment. But we could say if you go to India, how many different mediators are there if you were to go to other places? How many different idols are there? Every man is an idolater, as Calvin says. Our hearts are idol factories, constantly churning out new kinds of idols. And what is an idol? In some ways, it is a mediator between whatever it is that we are looking for and ourselves. And so, again, the statement is, what more can be required? Because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Again, that is probably one of the most offensive statements in the Bible. In our society today, for Jesus to say, I'm the only way, is to be labeled what? A bigot. For Jesus to say there's no other way, to exclude every other man-made religion, every other religion in the world, is an offense to every other, even those who do not profess to know God, the atheists, even they are offended by a statement such as this. But yet, that is the truth. He is the only way. He is the only truth. He is the only life. No other way. And so why should we seek another advocate, another way? We should not. That would dishonor him. And so I love that statement at the very end. Therefore, according to the command of Christ, we are to call upon the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, our only mediator. And where is that found? It's found in the Lord's Prayer that he taught his disciples, that he's taught us. Being assured that whatever we ask of the Father in his name, notice that, in his person, in his work, through his intercession, will be granted to us. So we have that advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And in the book of Hebrews, again and again, the writer describes who Jesus is, how he suffered and experienced the infirmities, the difficulties that we face, the temptations that we face, yet without sin. And yet he is touched by that. He understands, he can relate, he He is effective in that. And so we can go to him and we can pour out our hearts to someone who understands us, who knows and who hears and who takes our prayers and takes them to the Father, and the Father does answer according to his will. Amen? Amen.